This is a podcast from the Business Times.
Good evening. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Here's your market focus daily closing bell update. For the Business Times, I'm Emily Liu. Bank of Japan has ended the world's last negative interest rate, signaling a historic shift in monetary policy. The policy rate range is now 0 to 0.1%, moving away from the previous short-term interest rate of negative 0.1%. The move comes after Japan edges closer to their target 2% inflation goal, spurred by a cycle of rising wages and demand-driven inflation. South Korea will provide tax cuts for companies that raise shareholder returns and also cut taxes on dividend income for shareholders in the firms, the finance minister said on Tuesday. This comes after criticism that the recently introduced Corporate Value Up program, which aims to enhance the value of companies listed in Seoul, did not go far enough. The new guidelines for listed companies will be established by early May. Vietnam saw a record high trading volume of 1.74 billion shares at the Ho Chi Minh City Stock Exchange, prompted by speculation over the president's potential resignation. The VN index saw a drop for the fourth consecutive session, reducing its yearly growth to 10%, ahead of the Vietnam Parliament's special session on Thursday. Singapore stocks were trading muted on Tuesday. The Straits Times Index rose 0.2% to 3,178.36.
This is a podcast by the Business Times. Find more BT podcasts at businesstimes.com.sg/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is meant to provide general information only. SPH Media accepts no liability for loss arising from any reliance on the podcast or use of third parties' products and services. Please consult professional advisors for independent advice.